One by one, down the entire length of that rain-lashed line of galleons, the red lanterns rose. Their gleam was all but lost in the darkness and rain, but sharp-eyed lookouts had been awaiting them for hours. Ship by ship, they were sighted and acknowledged. It took time, a seeming eternity, as Brian Lock Island waited on his quarter-deck at the head of that long column, but eventually Baker's signal lieutenant saluted. "Darko Sound has hauled down her lantern, High Admiral."
"Good,"
Lock Island said calmly. Zachary Waste could be something of a fuss budget, and there was no denying he had a pompous streak at least 2 feet wide, but he was as steady and reliable as a rock, and the man who could frighten him had yet to be born. That was why he commanded Darko Sound, the second ship in Lock Island's line. The lowering of the lantern from Darko Sound's fore topsail yardarm was the signal that Waste's own next astern, HMS Daffodil, had just lowered her forward lantern. There'd been simpler and faster ways to pass that information. Indeed, both Armok and Rockpoint's flagship, Destroyer, were equipped to use those other ways when the time came, but not yet. They were too energetic, too indiscreet. Still, Darko Sound's lowered lantern showed everyone astern of her had done the same thing, indicating receipt of Armok's signal to prepare for battle. As it happened, Lock Island knew that. He'd watched through the remotes Al had deployed to smother the area.
"This must have been driving Merlin crazy ever since he got here," the High Admiral thought now. "He's been able to see so much, know so much, almost instantly, and he still had to rely on signal flags and lanterns and the speed of mounted couriers because no one else could see it. And, of course, because he couldn't afford for his abilities to be labeled demonic."
"In that case, Captain Baker," he said out loud, turning once more to face his flag captain in the pounding rain, "I believe it's time we were about it.